Christy McCrackis is going to be at the Carter Library tomorrow night, and she's going to be talking about her book, Prisoners, Lovers, and Spies. And it is a history of the concealing and revealing of secret communications. She is a Georgia Tech professor, right? So it's a history of the technology of it. It is the history of, you know, the old lemon juice trick that we all pulled when we were, 8 years old or something like that, or, much more elaborate stuff.
Like we'd see in a James Bond film.
Yeah, exactly. Or Mission Impossible, where it blows up afterwards.
Right.
She's bringing this kind of scientist's eye to the process. It really sounds fascinating. There's an appendix in the book with recipes that you can make your own secret inks and stuff like that.
Oh, my goodness, you can be a DIY spy.
Yes. part of the thing is it is prisoners, lovers, and spies. So part of it is spies, but also passing of information from prisoners in various settings, or many a...
dalliance?
Many a dalliance, yes, was perpetrated through the use of these secret messages. So the whole gamut of both positive and negative and intrigue should be really fascinating stuff. That's Christy McCrackis at the Carter Library tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And the name of her book is Prisoners, Lovers, and Spies.
Darren, to say that a call to action is at the heart of this next event, no exaggeration, it's the exact truth.
Yeah, in fact, it is literally a call to action. Jimmy Carter is out now with a new book called A Call to Action, Women, Religion, Violence, and Power. And he is going to be also at the Carter Library on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. He'll be talking and signing. A call to action is, he's not mincing words here. The title tells it. And this is a book that many people have kind of asked him to write. Religious leaders across the spectrum, from rabbis to Christian preachers to a lot of civic leaders, looking at the issues of abuse of women, exploitation of women across the world. You know, Carter looks at the issues of women's rights through the lens of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which states that there should be a commitment to justice and the alleviation of suffering kind of at every opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So President Carter will be talking and signing on April 9th. Doors open for that at 6 o'clock. And this is at the Carter Library and Museum, of course.
Darren, what else should we mark on our calendar this week?
The Georgia Center for the Book brings four really great authors to town on the 10th, which is this coming Thursday night. It's Jamie Quattro, Laura Vandenberg, Urban Waite, and James Scott. We've got two novelists and two authors of short story collections, and some really fantastic stuff here. James Scott's book is called The Kept. Fascinating story, a beautifully written, a wonderful piece of work. Jamie Quattro, who is kind of a local, not exactly. She's up Tennessee way. Her book is called I Want to Show You More. She's been through before, but this book has gotten fantastic press, and it's out in paperback. It's a series of interconnected short stories that takes place around Lookout Mountain. It's a fantastic collection that is part of this whole revival of short stories that we're seeing right now. And another author along those lines is Laura Vandenberg, whose collection is called The Isle of Youth. It's her second collection. It's an intertwined series of seven short stories, and it's all kind of exploring family secrets and kind of hidden Southern Gothic style.
Good dark Southern stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's a good Gothic thing going on. And then finally, Urban Waite, who is a novelist. His book is called The Carrion Birds, and it focuses on Ray Lamar, who is the perennial one last job criminal before he returns home to Coronado, New Mexico, to reunite with his 12-year-old son. He wants just one last job, but there's never one last job.
No.
It's a white knuckle ride. It's a lot of fun. So all four of these authors will be at the Decatur Library on Thursday night at 7:15.